The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds!
King of Crap!
The Colossus of Clouds! The Colossus of Clouds!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, who actually isn't with us this week, and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, who is with us, along with our producer, Erica Ostrowski. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Vince can't make it this week, so Bill, I guess you guys had the big auction. It ended, and it looked like you had a lot of good prices on items.
Yeah, there was a lot of spirited bidding at the end, and I think most everybody was happy, you know.
I'm going to mix into our show today some of the items I was talking about last week. I'll say what they were last week and then what they ended at. And then some other items that I didn't even notice before. You had a lot of items this time, Bill. Some of the things I didn't notice or some of the things that I tweeted about during the week, I'll say what those ended at. So it'll be an interesting addition to the show this week. And meanwhile, your next auction is the first week in November, correct? So people can contact you now about getting things into the November auction. It just keeps coming.
Yeah, no, we gathered quite a bit of stuff at the National for the November auction as well, from a lot of our listeners, actually, who came by and saw it.
So now, are you able to just be home this week, or are you traveling again this week?
Nope, I'm at home.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That must be kind of nice to just rest up a bit.
A little bit, yeah. We've got a big show in New York next weekend.
Oh, so there you go again.
Right.
Well, if you go to HugginsandScott.com, you can see some of the highlight items. Now, what I'm going to read to you is the final bid, what the hammer price doesn't include the buyer's premium that get it, but I'll be telling you the final bidding. Like, for instance, the 1976 Topps Baseball unopened wax box of 36 packs, $4,750. It's just amazing to me how high those boxes have gone.
Yeah, no, that was this lady in Prince George's County came to me, maybe a couple years ago, and she had a few of them, and this is the last one, though, she said.
No, well, that's too bad, I guess, but it seems like she could have had no idea when she first brought those in that they would go for this much.
Oh, no, the first one she came in and she sold it to me. I tried to get her to put it in the auction. She sold it to me for $500.
That's what she wanted. Which at the time probably seemed good.
Oh, yeah, to her. And then I guess, I was really surprised, but she must have followed the auction.
Right.
Because a few months later she came in and she says, well, I have to put this in your next auction.
Yeah, there you go.
She saw what it went for, yeah.
Do you remember, did any of them go for higher than $47.50? I can't imagine they did.
Well, I think the last few, that's about what they've averaged, $4,000 to $5,000.
Yeah, that sounds, wow, that's something. So if you have something out there that you think might be valuable, the number's 312-332-3776. We're giving away a box of 2015 Upper Deck Inscriptions football. I'm going to, with Vince not here, I'm going to put the names up on random.org, list randomize these babies. And you can tweet me an item. If you tweet a picture of an item, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And we use that on the show. You'll get into the drawing from that. So I've already gotten a couple tweets here about things. I'm also going to read some of the things that people email me pictures of items during the week. and I'll tweet photos of them quite often. Here's one from Brett. He has a 1933 Gaudi Gehrig. Which company is best for grading? Would you recommend on this one? Looks like it's nice. If this is the real deal, that he's got the picture up here. This baby looks sharp. Would you recommend on something like, on a Gaudi, a SGC or PSA, Bill?
Boy, you know, on a card like that, Tom, it almost doesn't really matter. Those cards seem to be getting about the same money in both from both companies. The if for some reason, gosh, it would grade a either a 9 or something, it may be better in PSA only because of the registry. But if it's a, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or so, something like that, they're doing about the same money we've found in our auctions anyway.
And now SGC also, I believe, has started a registry, but PSA's is just much bigger and a lot more items in it.
And a lot deeper. I mean, there's just so many sets. I mean, some of those sets we had our consigner, Tom. He gave us quite a number of sets, and some of them did super well, but it was only the 25th highest on the registry, but yet it did, you know, tremendously well in the auction.
Yeah, that's true. Even just his PSA 5 of Bronco Nagurski ended up at, I think that was at 4,000 last week. That went for 6,000. So,
yeah,
all that stuff, the 48 Leaf set, I'll have to look that one up. That did real well. A lot of that stuff, there was late bidding on it, and, man, it went way up. That must be kind of fun from your standpoint when you're taking calls from people and seeing the things just going, zooming up there at that last day.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, one of the interesting items was the Billy Southworth hat. We actually reached out to the St. Louis Cardinals team organization, the team, and made them aware of this item in there. And they certainly grasped the concept of how the auction worked because, well, the opening bid was $10,000. That was what our consigner was, you know, was willing to let it go for. It had no bid up until 35 seconds before the auction ended. You know, if you have to have a bid in by 10 p.m., the night the auction ends, in order to bid on anything after that. So, in theory, if you understand it, if you're the only bidder at 10 p.m., you've won the item.
Right, yeah.
Because nobody else can bid on it. Well, with 35 seconds left, boom, St. Louis Cardinals bid on that item.
What, really? Wow. So are they going to maybe put it in their Hall of Fame or something, huh?
Oh, yeah. I got an email from the GM of the Cardinals, I believe, or one of their front office people who we had emailed the information to, and he thanked us profusely for, you know, for making them aware of this, and they said this will be given a permanent home in the St. Louis Cardinals organization.
Oh, that's neat. That really was a cool item, and the story behind it. If you go to HugginsandScott.com and look up the Southworth hat, it really is a cool story. And then now don't forget, you can call us 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We're giving away an Upper Deck Inscriptions football box. Plus, if you want them, let me know. The Under Armour All-American Baseball game at Wrigley Field is next Saturday at 3 o'clock. And I have free tickets to give away. Now, that's separate. You have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville to pick up those tickets. They sent me an extra 100. I think I've given away over 300 of those, Bill, those tickets. So we know there's going to at least be a few people at Wrigley for that game.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, the guys who went there last year actually said it was a great time. So we'll see how it goes this year. So just let me know if you're on the air, if you tweet me an item, if you want tickets, tell me how many you want and I'll hold them for you. Okay. We have Michael from Chicago on the line. What do you have there, Michael? What's up?
I have an 11x14 color print of Walter when he played diving over the line up in the air signed, against Detroit. I covered the Bears for 5 years. I was a commercial and sports photographer my whole career.
Oh.
And I ended up working with Walter in his offices about a year before he passed for an ad. And at that time, I brought the color print, and he signed it for me. I also have Providence because I have a Polaroid, which my this back in the days when we shot film. I have a Polaroid my assistant took of Walter and I leaning against the desk together, and of course, Walter had the two fingers up behind my head. quite a comedian, but at any rate, that's what I have.
Well, do you have, we'll get to that one, but do you have a lot of original photos, like original negatives and things that you took of the Bears over the years, or did they go somewhere else?
No, I have them. I have a number of, but most of it was all shot on color transparency, 35 millimeter, and I have all of those slides, everything that I took.
Now,
and,
what years were those from?
I was in the 70s.
Wow.
When he was great, but the team wasn't.
Yeah, right. Noah Jackson and the boys were blocking for
him. That's correct.
Remember Buddha?
Oh, yeah. I have a great photograph of the guards pulling and charging out in front of him with Walter right behind them.
Wow. Now
right into the camera.
Now, face, Bill, face. What do you think his, first off, the first item, the print that was signed, and then what would you think of his collection of negatives and things, if you want to take them one by one there, Bill?
Well, I mean, the photo of him, the signed photos, gosh, I want to say 11 by 14 is a nice size on that thing. Those are, 400 to 800, depending on what they're looking like. And as far as the negatives, that could be the real sleeper in your collection there, Michael, as far as value, because a lot of photos, I'm sure these are original, your photos, one of a kind, and those are very popular these days as far as collectors go, as you know, in their collections. And if you've got the original slides or negatives, those are priceless.
Now, a lot of that stuff, did you print them up right at the time too, so you took the picture, you kept the negative, and you printed the photo right at the time?
Well, if it's, you know, when you have a transparency, you have to have an interneg created. And so I have internegs on a number of the action shots of specifically Peyton, which is used to make a, you know, this is a real color print. It's not digital. None of this was shot digitally.
Right. Yeah,
Are you talking about selling the original transparencies?
Well, it would either be the negative or the slide or whatever you would use. Sometimes people will do that to make as many copies as you want, or just sell prints of it. You know, if you've got an original print that is unique to the hobby and is very popular because of just who's on it and what it looks like, those can be, there's a lot of collectors out there who would buy individual prints of that.
And different things you could do with it. Like you could say that you'll print up 100 that you sign or something like that, or, you know, that you can use some creativity with it. But for your auction, Bill, if in a best case scenario with the items that he has, what would you want to take in an auction? What do you think would do the best from them?
Well, I mean, initially it may be better to just start out with maybe a group of different unique one-of-a-kind photos. If you could print them out onto, you know, 8x10 photos or something like that, and kind of put a group of maybe 8 or 10 or 15 of them together, original prints, one-of-a-kind, and see what the market is for them.
Yeah, I'd love to see them, actually. That's, if you have any and you want to either tweet them to @TCrownTom or send me an email with some of the pictures, tom@tcrowntom.com is my email. I'd love to see them, but great stuff. If you ever think you want to try to sell something, I mean, there's a lot you can do with that. A lot of different things, you know, just kind of use your imagination. Pretty cool, though. How many total you think you have?
Well, of Peyton or of the Bears?
Well, first of Peyton and then all total from the 70s.
Well, of Peyton, I have what I consider to be really great shots of him, probably about 30.
Wow. That's cool. Now, and you've just printed up one? I mean, or have you printed more along the way already, or what have you done with them along the way?
I have printed some of the others of Walter.
Okay.
But the only print that I brought to him that particular day when we worked together was the large one that I wanted him to sign.
Yeah. Was that an action photo, that one?
Oh, yeah, it's an action photo. He's up in the air diving over Detroit.
Ooh, that's awesome.
And,
wow.
And then he looked at, I brought along a lot of the transparencies, and he looked at a lot of my transparencies and picked out a whole bunch of them that he wanted for his own personal collection.
And did you end up giving him some of those?
Well, that's a funny story. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Because his secretary told me that, Walter would like this one and this one and this one and this one. And I said, okay, great. And I kind of paused, and she said, well, what's up? And I said, well, you know, I'm trying to figure out what to charge you. And she said, oh, we won't pay for them. And I said, well, sorry, but that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, you know? Right. That's true.
I never ended up delivering any other prints because they refused to pay for them. She told me they'd put me on their preferred photographer list.
Hmm.
And I kind of laughed, and I said, yeah, I wonder how many guys are on that list.
Yeah, right. they were all preferred if they didn't have to pay for them, I guess, it sounds like.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, the wonderful photographer Bill Smith, who's been with the Bears forever, he and I started out together on the sidelines when we were both, you know, relatively young. And at that time, my assignment was to shoot the covers for the first year of Doug Buffoon's Bear Report. It was called Doug Buffoon's Bear Report at that time.
Okay.
So I have all of the cover shots that were used in the, you know, different players.
Wow, now that's, well, you got some cool stuff there. I would think you could really put something together where you've got some money there if you just kind of figure out a plan.
Okay.
When you come out with a plan, talk to us about it, and then, you know, we'll try to help you if you want, as far as selling some of it.
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I'll drive out. Where are you, in Naperville?
I'm in Naperville, Triple Crown in Naperville. I'm there 6 days a week, 10 to 3:30 or 10 to 5, depending on the day. So just call me some morning if you're thinking of coming out.
Yeah, I would like to do that. I'll drive out and we can sit and chat.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I'd like to see him, and then I can tweet some photos of him if you want, or, you know, we'll go from there. We'll send some photos to Bill and see what he might want to auction, and it'd be really fun for me to see him, so I can't wait to see him.
That'd be great.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
It's time for a short break here now, everybody. The number's 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles and giving away an Upper Deck Inscriptions football box. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. Our guy, the Vinceroo, can't make it this week, Vince Clementi. So make sure if you have on-demand delivery in the Chicago area, check out ercdelivery.com, and the Vinceroo will be there to help you out. You can tweet me an item at tcrowntom, or you can call us 312-332-3776 if you have a question about the value of an item. Jonathan tweeted a picture of an Albert Pujols single-sign baseball. Pujols is putting up some big home run numbers this year. Looks like his signed baseballs are going over 100, usually 150 to 200, maybe even more. I don't think, and these are if they're authenticated, I don't think this one looks, the signature's not the greatest on here. When a signature's graded, if there's some skipping in the ink or if it's not real solid, bold signature, that hurts the value a little bit, but not a ton. And Pujols is having a big year. I just checked on eBay, actually, to see if anything had been going lately, because he's had a good home run year. And there were a couple neat things on here that I noticed. Here's an All-Star Game baseball, 24 times signed with Pujols, Trout, Chris Sale. I guess it's the American League team. $1,006 that baby went for, so that was nice. You get a lot of that, the vintage All-Star Game team signed baseballs in Huggins and Scott, don't you, Bill?
Yeah, those are, and even some of the current ones we've had recently have done very well. I mean, gosh, you can't get any better than an All-Star team as far as quality of signatures go on a ball.
No, that's true. Now, I tweeted some items during the week. I tweeted a picture of the George Armstrong Custer signature cut framed with a photo of him, and that ended up going for $4,500. I thought it was interesting that 2 months to the day before Custer's last stand, the Cubs played their first National League baseball game. Just the idea of baseball going on and the Custer's last stand going on at, you know, at that same time frame just always is killing me. But $4,500, that's pretty nice for an item like that. So if you have something you think might be valuable, give us a call at 312-332-3776. And here's Greg from Lake in the Hills. What do you have there, Greg?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have two things, Tays and Kane jerseys, but they're the authentic ones, not the replicas.
Okay.
And they're both their rookie jerseys with Tays has the captain's patch, but they both have the WWW Works patch when he passed on that year.
Okay.
So those are all signed. I also have the Keith, Hossa, and Keith Hossa and Niemi and Ovechkin, all authentic jerseys signed.
Oh, yeah. How did Ovechkin get into that batch of all these Blackhawks?
Well, we're Blackhawks season ticket holder, so during one of the games, my son sat out and waited about 2 hours after the game was over, and he signed.
Yeah, his stuff.
My son's favorite player.
His stuff's good. I mean, exciting player. Most of those are 200 to 400. That brings up, it's going to be interesting to see what comes out with all the with the Patrick Kane accusation. What happens to the value of his items right now? You wouldn't want to be auctioning anything of him until hopefully it comes out that he's not guilty, and you know who knows. But this isn't good for the value of his items. It hasn't been a good off season for the Blackhawks after winning the Cup and losing some guys, and then that coming out about Kane. It's just not a good thing, actually. So,
But when you say 200 a jersey,
usually jersey. $200 to $400 for the signed jerseys, depending on the guy. Sometimes, like an early Kane and Taves, or especially Taves now, that might be a little more than the 400. But yeah, usually at least 200 for a current Blackhawk if they've been on a Cup team.
It doesn't matter that they're authentic because the jersey itself.
That helps.
$340.
Yeah, it helps, but you know, where you really get the money is if they're game worn. You know, that's where the big money comes. Yeah, it's definitely better. And then if you have them framed, they're worth more also. So yeah, it all feeds in. Okay, thanks for the call. Next on the line, we have Tom from Plainfield. What's up, Tom? Hey, what's up?
Hey, so about 35 years ago, when I was a young boy, my father and I would go visit an elderly neighbor. And in one of our visits, he really enjoyed that I came over as a young boy. He presented me with a ball that he had caught from a Babe Ruth home run. And he caught the ball, and after the game, he had all the Yankees sign it. And this was the story that he told me. And the ball has signatures written all over, which you can see a little bit, but they're faded. And as far as the ball's laces, the laces are in great condition. It certainly looks like a ball from that era.
Wow. So do you know the date that it was hit, or do you have anything like a ticket or anything to go with it from the date or anything?
No, you know, this was at a time when, you know, people weren't even worried about collecting, you know, like our dads would say, oh, I had all these baseball cards and I threw them away, you know?
Yeah, right.
this was at that time of the era, and he gave it to me, and I just put it on my shelf as a boy. And then as I got older and all this memorabilia started becoming more worth more money, I kept it with me and got married and moved, you know, and put it in my closet in a dark place, and there it sits. I just can't read those signatures.
How's the Babe Ruth signature on it?
You can't see any of them.
Oh, really? Oh, boy, that's too bad, because that could have been huge. What do you think, Bill? I mean, you literally can't even make them out. I mean, they've completely faded away, you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, you can see some pen, but it's hard to see. I guess I was thinking, maybe is there some sort of technology where with some sort of contraption that can see scratches or...
I think actually PSA DNA and JSA have a machine that it really blows it up, don't they, Bill, where they, if there's anything still there, they'd be able to see it. What do you think about his item, Bill?
Well, I mean, it's a shame that the signatures have faded, because unfortunately the value of the thing has faded drastically with the signatures. But yes, JSA and PSA, I believe, do have a device that they can put the ball in, and they can see who all signed it. It's sort of a black and white negative photo, but they can resurrect virtually all the signatures. It doesn't do really anything for the value, but it would do, you know, a lot in defining probably what year the ball was signed by the names on the ball.
Hmm. Yeah, and...
But even still in the condition, if it's very faded, you're probably still looking at a $500 to $1,000 ball, maybe more than that, depending on if some of the signatures can be, you know, recognized or can see parts of them.
If they could find Babe Ruth's on there, would that make a difference, or?
Well, Ruth and Gehrig and Dickey, and it just depending on what the names are on there, would kind of identify what year it's from. And if it's from one of their championship years, that's even better. And like I said, the large majority of the value has faded with the signatures, but without looking at the ball, I really couldn't give you much of an idea as far as whether it would be marketable or not.
I remember seeing a ball that was signed by Ruth and dated and all beat up, but it had a date on it. Turned out it was a date that he had hit a pretty big home run during his career, and it was not in good shape, but it sold for a lot of money. But you could read, you could tell for sure that it was Babe Ruth that had signed it. So, yeah, if you want to stop by Triple Crown in Naperville with it sometime, I'd like to look at it and see what I can see from it. And then, Bill, you'd be interested in taking that in and letting JSA or PSA DNA look it over and see what they could do and auction it for them? Or
well, I'd want to do A before B. I mean, if it's something that our auction is not going to present this thing in the fashion that would be able to...
Right.
Sell it for the money, I would let them know that. Sometimes there are things that are better off sold in person rather than through an auction house where all we can present it is either on a computer screen or in a catalog, and you can't really hold it in your hands and turn it and kind of see what you can see
right.
In that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tom, maybe stop by Triple Crown in Naperville with it sometime, and I'll look at it, and then we'll go from there. If you're thinking of selling it, and even if you're not, I'd like to take a look at it, because now you've kind of, I'm interested now just to see what it would look like.
Okay, and if I wanted to have that machine take a look at it, is that a large sum of money to get that done? Or?
Well, he would send it in to them to get authenticated. Is that's how he would do it, correct? And if you wouldn't guarantee you'd auction it, he'd have to send it on his own to get that done, correct, Bill?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if it was something that you weren't interested in selling either way, yeah, that would be something you would need to do. If you decided you'd like to include it in our auction, we would send it in for you, and you're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of $75 to $100 to get it authenticated.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go. So I really, if you want to bring it into Triple Crown in Naperville, I'd like to see it.
Thanks. I'm not that far away. I think I'll do that.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the call.
Here.
All right. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And we're doing a drawing for a box of 2015 Upper Deck Inscriptions football. Plus, if you do want any free tickets to the Under Armour All-American Baseball game at Wrigley Field next Saturday at 3 o'clock, I have some left over at Triple Crown. Just tell me how many you want or call Triple Crown during the week. If I still have them, you can come in and get some free ones. I've given away a lot, but they sent me some more recently, so hopefully we can get to that. And next on the line, we have Mike from Arlington Heights. What's new, Mike?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
But I got a signed Craig Biggio baseball, and I want to know if the value's gone up now that he's in the Hall of Fame.
Well, that sure didn't hurt it. Now, what have you noticed then on Biggio items? With 3,000 hits, I think it was pretty well assured he was going to make it, Bill. Did you notice any type of bump when he did get elected?
I mean, that helps anybody's value on stuff. And he certainly is a very popular player amongst, the first Astro or one of the first ever to go in the Hall of Fame, and that certainly is a gigantic accomplishment by itself. And I guess the baseballs of his are probably going to be selling in the $75 to $100 range right now. There's probably a lot of people who are looking to get them right now because they collect single-signed Hall of Fame balls, and now everybody needs him for their collection. So.
Right. I saw one sell for a little more that had the 3,060 hits inscription on it. Is yours? Did you, any inscription on yours?
No, Mike? Mine just has his signature, but I also have a plaque with his 3,000 hit. It's, it has the June 28th date on it, and it has some dirt from the field also.
No, that's kind of cool. So are you a big Astros guy?
Yes, I am actually.
Yeah. Well, they're having a good. You must be excited about this year, boy. They're really.
Yeah, they're playing very well this year.
Yeah, and you got Carlos Correa there, who's still hanging in, hitting around 300 with power. I think he's only 19 years old. And I'm a big fan of George Springer. He's hurt, but I think long-term, I think he's going to be a really good player.
Yeah, my hopes are high, finally, after about 10 years.
Yeah, you're kind of in the same boat as the Cubs, where you've got a really good young team. They kind of broke it down and built it back up, similar to how the Cubs did, and they're both doing well right now.
They did the exact same thing. It's Houston, so they don't get the notoriety that the Cubs do.
Yeah, they do. You're right. And they didn't have the big-name president doing it either.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see those teams play in the playoffs. That would be a fun one. All right.
Well, it would be nice because that means it would be the World Series. So.
Oh, that's right. The Astros are in the
American League.
I keep forgetting that. That's right. Yeah, after the White Sox beat them, you probably don't want to hear about that. But after the White Sox beat them in the series,
I did go to Game One of that World Series. So
did you really?
I got to see him play in the World Series, so that kind of made my day.
I was actually at the Astrodome one time. Did you? I imagine you were there a few times.
Oh, many a games.
Yeah, I was. It was just weird to me. I mean, maybe it was a dull game. I forget. I think they were playing the Giants in a game that didn't mean much. But how quiet it was in there. I felt like it was at like a dinner party or something rather than a baseball game. It was weird. But I know it got pretty wild there when they were in those playoff games with like the Mets, so that series.
You needed to be there in the mid-70s to watch a football game. Then,
I bet.
You would have gotten some sound there.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, well, thanks for the call.
Thank you, guys.
All right. It's time for another short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. Give us a call with a question about your collectible, and you'll get in a drawing for a box of Upper Deck Inscriptions football. So hang in there. We're on till 8. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
So I'm taking my time on my ride.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Vince Clemente couldn't make it this week from ERC Delivery, so we're getting through the show by ourselves with our producer, Eric Ostrowski, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can tweet me an item at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID, or you can call us 312-332-3776. Bill, here's an interesting one. A Jerry Garcia autographed ticket. This is from Superman Todd on Twitter, actually, a picture of it. It looks like it's a Woodstock ticket from Saturday, August 16th, 1969, signed by Jerry Garcia. He says that His dad got it in 1971. Now, some of his autographs go for hundreds, but I saw a canceled check of his from 1985 in a PSA 10 graded holder sell for, I think, almost $3,000. So I don't know. I think that's got a lot of potential, don't you, Bill?
Oh, yeah. No, he certainly had quite a following and still does. And, yeah, any autograph stuff, especially a ticket like that.
Yeah, boy.
Would certainly, I'd be happy to auction that off.
Yeah, that would seem like one you'd have to get in a holder where you grade the ticket and the autograph, don't you think?
Yeah, no. Plus, it looks better in the holder.
Yeah, it would. So, yeah, Superman Todd, get a hold of Bill Huggins on that, baby. I think that's a good one. Eric from Downers Grove is on the line. What do you have there, Eric?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
So, my dad met Barry Bonds back in 95 at Hohokam Park and got a ball signed by him, and he sent it to me. So I was wondering how much it was worth.
A Barry Bonds single sign baseball, I think they're still going for 100 or more, depending on the condition. It's he does have, in most people's eyes, he's the home run leader. In the real anti-steroid people, Hank Aaron's still the home run leader. But I think, I don't know what you think about this, Bill. I think Barry Bonds long term is still going to be, he'll be valuable long term. And I think almost like in a Ty Cobb sort of way where, you know, he was always more hated than loved, but just a great player. So I think his long-term value should be good. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, the more you're hated by people, it's the same as being loved, you know. So.
It seems like it. You know, if you there, at least there's some passion there one way or the other. So, yeah, I think, you know, you're probably looking at least 100, depending on how nice it looks, and maybe more if it's in really good shape. And I think you probably have a pretty good long-term outlook on that one. So thanks for the call. All right.
Thank you.
Now, some of the items from Huggins and Scott Auction. Let's take a quick moment here to go through some of the final prices here. Here was one I hadn't even noticed beforehand, but this must have had some big-time late bidding. The Elvin Hayes 1980-81 Washington Bullets game-used road jersey, $14,000 that ended up going for.
We had some spirited bidding at the end of that.
Yeah, where was that at the start of that last day? Was it anywhere near that?
No, I think it was a third of that.
Yeah, and then here's another one that I tweeted a picture of this, and I think we mentioned it on last week's show, the Bob Shepard Yankee Stadium public address microphone. I guess he used that microphone for over 50 years and had that famous voice announcing the Yankees players. That went for $3,750. That was pretty neat, Bill.
Yeah, we actually had a photo match of the jersey, I guess in one of the Yankee yearbooks. You could just see, I mean, flat out, this is him broadcasting a game from that microphone.
From that microphone, yeah, that picture with it really was, that was neat, too. And then, boy, I'll tell you, it's amazing to me how hot Jordan Fleer rookies are. PSA 9 Jordan Fleer rookie, $3,500. Those things the last couple years have really gone up.
He must be making another comeback. I don't know.
I guess so. But, I wonder what a 10 would go for now, or, you know, like a BGS 9.5.
Tens are getting about 10,000 right here.
Wow, boy, that's really, you know, probably 3 years ago, I think tens were going for $3,000, and nines you could get for about $1,000. So those have really gone up. Nick from Gurney's on the line. What do you have, Nick?
Yeah, I've got a 1979 World Series Pirates autographed baseball with all the Pirates.
Beautiful.
Parker.
That was the We Are Family team.
Yes.
Have you ever run one of those, Bill?
Gosh, I'd have to look. I want to say possibly. You're probably looking at, depending on the condition of the ball and the degree of the signatures and everything, you're probably looking at, you know, 500 to 1,000, maybe a little more, depending on if it's really sharp and complete.
Okay.
Yeah, very
Thank
nice.
Very much.
And How do I
get it authenticated?
Well, if you wanted to auction it with Huggins and Scott, they'll get it authenticated as part of the deal, right, Bill?
Yes. You would just need to contact me during the week at the office, and I'd be happy to explain all those details to you.
The number at Huggins and Scott is 301-608-0355. And if you ever want to bring something into T-Crown, I can ship it for you if it's something that you don't want to have to mess with. You know, I can handle the paperwork and ship it for you if you need it done. But that would be an item you'd want to do for sure, wouldn't you, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. All world championship team balls are highly sought after.
Yeah, so that's good. Okay, the number's 312-332-3776. Give us a call if you think you have an item that might be valuable. We're giving away to one caller, or if you tweet me an item that we use in the show, a box of 2015 Upper Deck Inscriptions football. These have at least four autographs in a box. Yesterday, a customer opened one, and he got a Todd Gurley red autograph numbered to 49. And a lot of people on the Todd Gurley bandwagon. That'll be interesting to see how he does. He's coming off the injury, but it'll be interesting to see how he does. So the Upper Deck Inscriptions football box is the prize. 312-332-3776 is the number to call. Or if you tweet me an item at TCrownTom, that you'll, and we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. I've got this. Here's Todd. I paused for a second. Todd tweeted, it's a picture, I guess. It must be the online where he's listening to the show online here on, okay, through Verizon. So, well, thanks, Todd. That's interesting. I was like, what is this? I thought it was a collectible. I was like, oh. And then my name was on there, and Bill, your name. I was like, I don't know what that is. Okay, some other items that have ended in the Huggins and Scott auction. Bidding ended on Thursday this week, the August auction. 1941 play ball Joe DiMaggio card graded SGC7. I had tweeted a picture of that. If you scroll down my list of things, I tweeted probably a dozen things during the week, some of the cool items that were going in Huggins and Scott. So if you want to see what they look like, you can go there. Or you can search anything at HugginsandScott.com. But that play ball DiMaggio ended up going for $3,250. So that was a good price on that one. There were a lot of graded sets or near complete graded sets. I tweeted this one because I love the picture of Chicago favorite Johnny Red Kerr had his rookie card in the 1957-58 Topps basketball set. And we had in 79 of the 80 cards in the 57-58 Topps set. And I tweeted a picture that they had on the Huggins auction that showed Johnny Kerr's card. If you want to see it, a great shot at Johnny Red Kerr, who was actually the first Bulls coach in history. And then for Bulls fans, you know, from the last 20 years, we probably remember him being the longtime TV announcer for the Bulls, Johnny Red Kerr. So that 79 of 80 cards, that also went for $3,250. You had a lot of stuff that went in that range, Bill. It was a good auction for you, it looked like.
Yeah, there were quite a bit of bidders, and boy, a lot of it was the last day. Sometimes you think you may have won this thing for $2,000, and by the end of the last day, it's at $6,000. You're like, yikes.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get that, baby.
Right.
Yeah, that definitely can happen. All right, we've got, who's on the line? Alex from Ukrainian Village. What's up, Alex? What do you have?
Morning, guys. So I've got a piece from the Chicago Stadium floor from when they tore all that apart. I got it signed by Jordan, Pippen, and Grant.
Oh, I like that. That's cool. So that was from the original Chicago Stadium. Do you have some sort of authenticity with it from the Bulls?
Yeah, so I got it at an auction in the mid to late 90s. Just at the time, but I turned it in there. But, yeah, I thought it would get up.
Okay, well, you're kind of cutting out, so, but I would think with the three of them on there, I haven't seen one recently, but I'm thinking probably in the $500 to $1,000 range. And that would be something I'd want to look up. I got a tweet here, Bill, from Brad, who said that he's noticing there's a PSA 10 MJ rookie that's in auction right now that's over 16 grand. So it looks like those are really taking off too. That's not surprising to me. Can you imagine right now if there was a BGS pristine 10 Jordan rookie, what that might go for? As hot as his 8s and 9s are, I can't even imagine. The sky's the limit on that right now.
Yeah, although did you hear about Vince's pack that he opened at our table at the National? He was one pack away. He bought a pack of 86 clear to open it, and the packs back then, they literally packed them in alphabetical order. So you got the H's, the I's, and then the J's, and then there were a lot of J's, and he was one or two players away from getting a Jordan. It was Jordan, it was Johnson and Johnson, and then the end. And if he'd had the next pack, he would have had Jordan as the first or second card.
I heard, I think actually he got a checklist in his card, in his pack that he opened, and which doesn't seem like a good card, but I think high grade, those go for some pretty good bucks also.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do, really.
I hope that one's gradable for him, because if he could get a 10 on that, that would be surprisingly high. Now, that one, I like to use BGS for 86 Fleer stuff. Do you have a preference on the 86 Fleer, Bill, who you use for grading?
BGS is certainly the leader, really, in the shiny card stuff, the newer stuff, the stuff. With the subgrades that they use on those things, because of all the different old procedures and or what have you that go into grading the four aspects of the cards. If you can get 9s or 10s on those subgrades, it brings a ton of money.
It really does, and the one thing that they do have is that ability to get the pristine 10 grade. They have the Gem Mint 9.5, and on the newer cards, you have a chance for that. So it's seems like it's worth the shot. Ray from Midlothian's on the line. Thanks for calling, Ray. What do you have?
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
I used to work at a paper bag factory in Plainfield, and I got these the main parts of the rubber molds that made Michael Jordan McDonald bags.
The McDonald what of Jordan?
The McDonald Happy Day bags.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah.
Now that's interesting.
And, but the interesting thing I got is one of the molds are the air molds that never made it to McDonald's.
Really? Now, how did you end up with these? You worked for them?
I got them from the printers. I worked there, and they were used. They're used ones.
Okay, so these were these one of ones, or how many molds did they have of these?
Oh, they might have had a handful of them to make the order, and then they stopped it. But the neat thing is I got the air molds that never made it to McDonald's, and I even got bags too. I've actually sold some bags for $20 a piece.
Well, what do you think, Bill, with the mold? Now, how many of them do you have, Ray?
Well, I got one air mold of Jordan himself that, like I say, never made it to McDonald's.
Now, why were you saying error? Why didn't it make it? Was there something?
They McDonald's and Michael Jordan, they didn't like the way the bag looked.
Okay, I see.
So they made like two pallets of bags, and that was it. And we got to keep the bags.
Huh, interesting. Now, is that something you'd want to sell, or that you even could sell, Bill, in a Huggins and Scott auction?
Oh, geez, I'm not 100% sure. I kind of want to see this thing or see a pictures of it as far as what it looks like and its displayability. But, neat, unusual Jordan items are, I'm not opposed to revisiting that. I just would want to learn a few more details about the whole thing and as far as before we decided it would be a great thing to put in the auction.
Yeah, make sure that, you know, it's something that's even legal to do, I guess. I mean, you have to be 100%
right.
sure on that. But, Ray, if you want to stop by Triple Crown in Naperville with them sometime, I'll take a couple pictures of them, or either that or email me or tweet me pictures, because if we see them, we'll have a better idea. Sounds neat,
yeah.
though. It sounds like you got some potential there for something that could be really good. Anytime it's a limited item of Michael Jordan, I mean, it's got potential.
Right.
Just have to look into that one to make sure what could be done with it. So, okay, thanks for the call. We've got a little bit of time here. I want to just do a couple more items that we were talking about. A 55 Topps Koufax Rookie SGC8. Ended at $2,750 in the August Huggins and Scott auction. A PSA 7 Nolan Ryan rookie, $2,400. That's big time for that card. Let's see. That Brett Favre 2001 signed game-worn Packers helmet ended at $4,750. That seemed like a really good price. The top Star Wars. I didn't find the final price on that. The, let's see, what's another one that I found the final price on? The Jackie Robinson rookie. Oh, Mike from Chicago was in. He was happy with the pricing, but he was in during the week, Bill. And I said, it's too bad we can't use it. He does a great Walking Dead impression. Too bad you can't use that walking on the radio. Well, it's time to do the drawing now. Well, it's on random.org. We'll randomize it and see who wins. The box of cards is Mike from Arlington Heights. So, Mike, you have to email Vince at ercdelivery.com, tell him you won the box, and they will work out a time where they will deliver it free of charge to your door. So, Bill, thanks for being with us. Eric, another great job. Everybody have a great week. We're on next Sunday. Thanks for listening.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.